Why?
I know.
Why?
I know. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
Why?
I know. Go ahead.
Hello, I'm Lindsay.
I'm Amanda. This is the bitch in my voice. Wait, I have to say that again because I feel like I didn't say it.
Let's just leave it.
All right, it's weird.
You can all just laugh at us.
So we talked a little bit about how your trip was while you were there.
Yeah, because I was there while we recorded, so we had a little...
Yeah, anything else exciting happen?
Let's see.
Other than having cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the past 4 days.
Right? So much cake. Actually, let's see. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I spent gardening.
Nice. So, at grandma's?
Like garden gate. Like we're talking about pulling weeds, getting attacked and eaten by ants.
Oh, good.
Got a sweet one right here that just hasn't gone away. My legs are all eaten up, stupid bugs. More mulch than the eyes can see. Like... I'm all mulch. But yeah, no, overall it went pretty good. Grandma fell a couple times, but you know, it happens.
Yeah.
But she did all right.
Poor thing.
And then let's see. My dad randomly called me yesterday. It was so funny. Just out of nowhere. I was like, hey, what's up? And he goes, oh, you know, nothing. Just calling to see how was your trip back and all this stuff. Like,
you're all dad. I was just there.
I know. I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, did something happen? But he just wanted to know how my flight back was. Yes. And then he was basically filling me in that my mom decided to start weeding the side of the house. Uh-huh. And I was like, did you say something to her? He's like, no, she just went out there and did it on her own. And it was funny because, like, the whole week I was home, she kept talking about how she wanted to weed. I want to weed. I want to do la, 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 la. But, like, it didn't happen. And there's all these, like, reasons for it not happening, which I didn't really understand. And I didn't engage in that conversation because I was like,
it's not
going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
But when they showed up at my grandma's house on Sunday, she was, like, starting to help us, like, pick up and do stuff outside. So I told him, I was like, maybe that, like, mildly motivated her to, like, do things at home. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. But I was like, next time, just go outside and start doing it because she's nosy. So she'll just come outside and then just like fade away and let her as she's like, oh, I'll help with that. And you just fade away into the background and just go do something else.
You just waft away like a fart in the wind and just disappear.
Like, oh, wow, you did such a great job.
So terrible.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, it was good. The trip home was good. Oh, I didn't tell you. Did I tell you? I told Teresa.
About the flight?
Yeah.
No.
So Chicago to back to here, there was some kid. There was a bunch of kids that got on last. And the kid that was sitting between, it was a guy and me. And the seats filled last minute. So they must have all been on standby. Mm-hmm. But he was like sitting with his legs like wide open. He kept falling asleep and was like all over the place. And I was just like, this is not fucking happening. Oh my God.
Get in your own sandbox.
So I'd like, I would try to move. So it seemed like I was just adjusting myself, not like.
And you're like, shove.
But I, yes, exactly. With my legs and my arms, I just kind of like, oh, enough that he'd be like, oh, and just kind of move over.
It's like you do with.
I was like, is this your first fucking time flying, dude? Like, I just don't.
Apparently.
I'm like kids these days.
How old was he?
I don't know. He probably was high school, maybe.
Oh, enough. At best. Enough.
Ugh. Should have known better.
Get out of here.
I know.
Lanky teenager. Get gone.
Be gone with yourself. But yeah, no, everything was good. The trip was good.
Good.
Spent a lot of time with my grandma and my aunt, so that was nice. Well, so she took off Saturday, Sunday, Monday because I was home.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that works out perfect. So we just got a bunch of stuff done outside.
That's nice.
So yeah, it was nice. Good very quality. Cool. Very productive.
Cool.
It was good. Good.
Well, we had Scotty's birthday over the past weekend. So we basically, it was pretty funny because he doesn't want to do anything for his birthday. He's not like a chick. Chicks are like,
I mean, I don't ever do anything for my birthday either. So relatable.
This is true. But, well, fucking Christmas. But when you've got Scotty saying, like, oh, I don't want to do anything for my birthday. And I'm like, well, is this, like, really? Or are you just going to be like, oh, I don't want to do anything. And then be like, we didn't do anything for my birthday.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. The guilt. The guilt one. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I was like, he's not a chick. Chicks do that. But, like, boys don't.
He generally means, I don't want to means I don't want to.
He decided he wanted to just do a simple dinner at home. Mm-hmm. He wanted me to make his cake that I normally make.
Which was delicious.
You like.
Very delicious.
Thank you. It was a little unsightly. I...
Do they have to be pretty?
No.
I mean, it could literally have been like, you could have put your hands in the middle of it and just made it a garbled mess. And I'd still be like, I would like a piece. Thank you.
Well, I was going to do cake pops, but then I just stopped. So yeah. It's just a cake
I still would have eaten it. Yeah, it's fine.
It's red velvet and it had cream cheese frosting. But Friday, I got out early because it's Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sweet, I'm going to do Scott's cake, get it out of the way so it's like done. I'm not going to be in his way in the kitchen. I did like my little two layers, got them all going and everything. I didn't let them cool quite enough.
Oh.
So I thought they were good, but in the middle they were still.
It was a slip and slide.
It was slip and slide. That's all right. So it was like.
That's why it was a little thin in the middle.
Yes. The pieces that Scott took to work. Mm-hmm. Or no, we gave a couple pieces to our neighbor.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, these are front loaded because it was like, brrr. Like, because the way it slid. Yeah. All of it went to that side. So it was like,
girl, I hope you don't mind frosting. Yeah. Because got a lot in the middle there.
Just enjoy that. Yeah. You just enjoy that. So it was pretty funny. But made his cake, his slide cake, got that done. Sunday, he wanted to just kind of cook, have a simple dinner, and then have cake. So we had our neighbor over, and then we had his son and his girlfriend over. So it was just like a simple thing. Nice birthday. Got his little gifts, and he was happy with those.
Did you get him anything exciting?
Just mostly like
socks.
Another socks. Belt. Yeah.
Belt. A Yellowstone shirt with his favorite character on the front.
That's what I should have done with like some like rip on the front. Like,
yes,
fucking.
That's what he needs.
No, I got him a lot of grill stuff.
Oh,
that he needed.
Yeah.
I got him like actual tongs.
Oh, What's he been using for tongs? Nothing.
Don't you remember the whole extravaganza on Easter? So he broke those.
Oh.
And because he was using these like rubber ones that are not for what
they're not grill safe.
They're not, no. Oh. So I got him real ones. Mm-hmm. And then it came with some other little
pieces.
Did
you get a Home Goods for those?
Girl, how did you know?
I'm like, you wouldn't go to Home Depot. That's not the home store you want to go to.
Wrong home store. Actually, I went into Home Goods just to peruse, as I do.
Obviously.
And I happened to find those things there. But then they also have, Home Goods is really good for like weird shit.
Yeah, they are.
Cool, weird spices that you're like, that's interesting. And it's like truffle parmesan. You're like,
that's
delightful.
How I got my pickles.
Exactly. So they have lots of fun little things. So yeah. I got him red chili pepper and like Himalayan sea salt and you like grind it together.
Oh, nice.
So he was like, that's exciting. So a couple little funsy things like that, but mostly
you know, man stuff.
Man stuff.
Necessity thing. Man stuff.
Yeah. So I think he was happy.
Oh, that's good.
But yeah, we had a good time.
When I sent you that picture of the pickles, my dad's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm sending it to Lindsay. She thinks it's funny. I'm so obsessed with the pickles. But my grandma, let me tell you, when I opened grandma's refrigerator, there were 5 different jars of pickles.
Bless her.
Whether they were garlic dill, salty, kosher dill, sweet and sour.
Oh, yeah.
Like butter, whatever it's called.
Oh, yes.
Something butter.
Yeah, butter ones. Crisp or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. They were sandwich slices, little ones. I mean, there's all. I was like,
Spears, I'm all.
This is a genetic trait. I genetically am in love with pickles, and it's grandma's fault.
I cannot help it. It's in my blood.
I'm like, this all makes sense now.
They get a little sample of your blood, and they look at it under the microscope, and there's just little pickles, like, floating around.
Yeah,
there.
So when I do, 23andMe, it's going to have, like, one little thing that says, like,
pickle.
Obsessed with pickles. I'm like,
There it is.
There it is.
Either
they found the marker.
Or maybe they found the marker for pickle love. Or your family was, like, some sort of, like, pickle baron.
Oh, it's because we're German.
We just like pickled goods.
All the things that they make and they eat are all German. So it's because of that. But wow. I was like, I got to send this to Lindsay. She's going to be like, I was like, fucking pickles.
Delightful. See, pickles are great though.
Were you eating just pickles? Maybe.
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 Maybe I had an entire plate just pickles.
I mean, do you know what I did last night? I pulled out the jar of pickles and I was just at my counter, hunched over, reading my Kindle, eating pickles out of the jar. That's how much I love pickles. I'm not exaggerating.
Hunched over.
Yeah. I stand in my kitchen and eat sometimes.
Yeah, I do that.
I hunch over my counter like a weirdo.
I know. I do that sometimes too. Literally tonight I was like, ugh. I wasn't super hungry.
Cereal.
I was just cereal.
Every time.
So I was just standing there like, ugh, I don't really want to eat, but I know if I don't eat, then I'm going to be starving later. I'm going to go to bed hungry and I'm going to be pissed.
And you're going to wake up hangry. And I'm going to wake up hangry.
Yeah. So I was like, ugh, just like running through all those
pickles?
Like, pickles.
Did you eat pickle?
I actually really do like it as like a quickie. Oh, wait,
you had salad, didn't
yeah,
you?
So I had
that
salad.
That was your salad. See, yeah. That's good. That's a good.
I know. But it was a big salad. I was like, poor. I could have done with like half of these.
So I might have overestimated my hunger. I'm just
going to eat it anyways.
You've committed. Once you go too far in the salad, you know you have to finish
it. What am I going to do?
Because you've mixed the dressing
in. Yeah, it's too late.
You've ruined it.
I can't save it.
No.
And I'm one of those got to finish my fucking plate
types. Same thing. If I get through, I'm like, terrible. Oh, I got to finish it. And you know what's wrong with overly large salads? Mm-hmm. You get tired of chewing.
That too. I was like, I'm all over it. Yeah. And guess what was in it? Carrots and broccoli.
Okay. Yes.
Fucking A.
You're all, oh, I'm like so tired of chewing.
Damn giraffe. I'm like, oh, this is, yeah, we're over this.
Yeah, you get tired of chewing before you get too full. And then it's just a struggle. And at that point, you're like, well.
I'm done.
We have to finish this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to put you back in the fridge. Just.
I can trick myself into thinking I put just a little, quick little top over you and boop, pop you back in. But then tomorrow I'm going to be like, what is this hot garbage that I decided?
It's all sad and soggy. No.
And I had done hummus in it too. So I
next day salads are just.
Yeah, not good.
You know when putting it in the fridge to come back later, you're like, I'm going to regret this. You do it. And then you're like,
mm-hmm. I'm going to throw you away tomorrow.
Yeah, bye. Like your headphones. I'll see you later. Yeah.
Amanda borrowed headphones to take with her on the trip so we could record remotely. And she's like, damn it, I forgot to bring your headphones back. I even talked to them. I'm like, I'm going to take you with me today. And then I just waved goodbye.
There they are. I was like halfway here and I'm like, I've gone too far. I can't go back now.
It's okay. It's my old shitty works.
Oh, maybe I should take them to work and try to use them at work.
There you go.
Because I could use them on my laptop.
I don't fucking care.
Oh, look at this.
I'm all, I don't fucking care. Keep them. You can even take that other shit set.
Take
if you
all
want.
My shit.
Take all that whole box
I'll
of
give
trash.
It to Teresa, be like, have this shit from Lindsay. No, she's got some fancy headphones.
Have this shit from Lindsay. She wants you to have
she
it.
Said, I love you too. Here. Take it. She'll be like, oh, okay, thanks.
Gift of electronics?
Why? It's a gift that keeps on giving till it doesn't.
I'm like, liquidation sale. Everything must go. Old company shit only.
Well, what was really funny about all of that is they were basically like, yeah, we don't fucking care. Just keep it. It's too much
they
to
had
ship
already
it back.
Bought, yeah, they had already spent their money on it. It's like, whatever. I'm all, yep, you're damn straight it is. Fuck off.
See?
Have a nice life. Or not. Whatever. All right. It's been a while. Bitches court.
Bitches court.
We need a jingle.
I know.
I feel like there needs to be a jingle, a gavel involved, a little something.
Something.
I came across an interesting story about a woman who basically testified beyond the grave in her own case. And it was very interesting. So I was like, of course, the title of the article was How a Woman Set on Fire by Ex Testified from the Grave to Put Him Behind Bars for Life. This woman's name is Judy Malinowski, the subject of a new MTV documentary. So it's going to be on TV as well. Which is pretty cool.
The MTVs.
So against all odds, Judy Malinowski was going to ensure that the man who burned her alive received a life behind bars. The 31-year-old mother of two who died in June of 2017 spent 2 years in a hospital bed after an argument with her ex-boyfriend. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want people to know.
No.
No one should remember him. Ended with him dousing her in gasoline, lighting her on fire outside of a suburban gas station. So she was a former homecoming queen. Her mother said she was friends with everybody, beloved by everybody, all of these things. Terrible fucking human that did this to her. Mm. The guy was originally sentenced to 11 years in prison after he pleaded no contest to aggravated arson charges.
Smart on his part.
I mean, he wouldn't take that deal. Then she basically found a new purpose to hold on for life and make sure her voice was heard. Judy, the woman, said, Mom, not even an aunt should be set on fire. Mm-hmm. I got a life sentence and he didn't. And that's so true. Because
so did she die from like her injuries? Yes. Is that what happened? Because I know it says in here that mm-hmm. she had 90% of her body covered in burns. That's correct. Severe. Usually they say mm-hmm. the more percentage of your body, the harder it is because mm-hmm. infections and there's just right. a whole lot of. But for 2 years, she mm-hmm.
she had
crazy.
A bunch of surgeries. And the other thing was, too, she was trying to wean off of her pain medication to be able to be competent to testify.
Right.
Because they could have made a point that, like, oh, she's not.
She was on pain meds and, mm-hmm. yeah, all that stuff like that.
So she did a 3-hour testimony. She said, refused her pleas for help after he lit her ablaze. The look on his face was pure evil. She said in the video that was taken from her hospital bed. And so I guess she was also a cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
Fueling her determination to cling to life and film a videotaped testimony that would be used against her attacker after death. So her harrowing story is going to be the subject of a new documentary on Paramount Plus and MTV. The videotape was played for a courtroom in Ohio in 2018 after he was charged with aggravated murder, making Malinowski the first person in history to testify at her own murder trial.
That's crazy.
Right? So basically she succumbed to her injuries.
Yeah.
Because of what happened. That's how she died. Which is like, okay, wait. So he got aggravated arson.
Okay.
For setting her on fire. So he was only getting 11 years for that. And then when she died, so she
they changed it to murder.
They changed it to murder. But they had to like petition the court to do this.
Could you imagine being the people watching that video where she's,
I mean, look at him. Isn't he an angel?
gross. In her hospital bed, all burned right? up, doing a 3 hour.
3 hours. That's a long time.
That's a long time. Especially someone that was like trying to not be on pain meds and all this stuff. Like, I can't imagine.
Well, and she probably did it for her kids too. Because the other thing is, if you've got two kids involved, if mom goes, now granted, he has the history of the aggravated arson. I keep saying aggregated like it's collecting arson. I was collecting arson charges.
I mean, he basically was.
He aggregated him. Aggravated arson. Fuck. He's got that going. But like, of course, the state always wants to try to keep the kids with the parental,
yeah,
the natural father. So
were those his kids?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, because that would be my concern.
Because I would think that in that situation, they usually go to, like, the grandparents until all the things are sorted out, and then...
Yeah, maybe, you know. And maybe it was, maybe those were...
But he got life anyways, so...
Yeah, so fuck that guy.
Like a dingleberry.
Right? And they made a foundation in her name.
Good.
Her mom did.
I want to watch this documentary.
I know. I'm really interested to see now. Save it, right?
Add it to my watch list,
yep,
so that when it comes up.
So very, very fucking sad. I mean, is he a bad person or did he just do a bad thing?
Oh, he's totally a bad person. Lighting someone on fire. Yeah. Okay, that's, don't get me wrong.
That's personal.
I've had anger before, but I don't think there's ever been a time in... ever that I've been so angry that I've wanted to like hurt someone like that, or yeah, you know.
Well, yeah, because it's not in your nature.
Maybe yell or just throw things, yeah, but not light someone on fire. I that's know. A whole it's different
rough. And it's very personal. It's a very personal attack. Just like if you shoot somebody from a distance, mm-hmm, is less personal than having to like stab them.
Yeah,
you know, it's a different set of, yeah, rules.
Because stabbing is definitely very intimate.
I just thought that was a very sad but also very inspiring that she made it happen, man. She just,
yeah,
she did what she needed to do, and like, good for her. And now her kids have a good example of something to look up to.
Well, yeah, and if he ever tries to get parole, they'll be the first ones to be like, nope.
Yeah, let's hope.
Nope.
Let's hope he's not even eligible.
Yeah, probably not. But we know how that always works. They end up somehow getting it.
Yeah.
The ability to try, at least.
Right. The state's like,
which doesn't make any sense to me. But
it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's totes cool.
You like got cozy enough in there, right? You feel like coming out, maybe?
Like, you've been totally rehabilitated. Like, no, it's like Con Air, right? Like, you're like Nicolas Cage and you just want to give the bunny to your kid, right? Like, that's totally you.
Maybe if it was accidental. Like, maybe if the intent was something else and it was accidentally that happened. Then, okay, I would see maybe there's chance for rehabilitation. But I feel like your intent was like, nah, I want to burn this bitch.
Yeah.
So,
well, the fact that she was able to testify of his state of mind when it happened is pretty, you know, because it's not like he was like, oh, shit, what did I do? It was like, oh, yeah, burn, bitch, burn.
Yeah.
So this is different.
Idiot.
Idiots. All right. Gabby Petito.
Yeah. What we got here?
So the update in the case, obviously the case is still pending with this whole, so the parents have sued like everyone, which as they should.
Her parents. Have sued everyone.
Yes.
Yes, as they should, because his parents just, what were you thinking,
okay, people? Okay, so we all had our suspicions about this whole thing that happened, of what was happening for the days leading up to when they found Brian.
Because there was he came home, right?
Yeah. And yeah.
Like, so there's this gap of like, it's kind of like our bestie and her daughter. Like, there's this gap of like.
Yeah. Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Yes. Like what happened during this time frame? There's this
little time frame that just seems a little confusing.
Well, his time frame was more like a week and some change.
Yeah.
Because he supposedly came home, or they had reason to believe that he came home. Mm-hmm. They were pretty sure. And then the parents are like, no, I haven't seen him.
But we planned a camping trip.
Yeah. Oh, we've been traveling. We've done some travels.
Yeah.
And then there was like something happened in the backyard where there was like they were doing surveillance of the family's home like via drone. Mm-hmm. And there was like some shit that got moved around that they're like – there was like a shed that – and they were like, what the fuck is happening with this, you know?
Right.
So they were trying to get like probable cause to like search the property thoroughly. And I don't think they got it until like way later. And I think he was already dead by that point. But what the family is upset about now though is that there is a burn after reading letter – that allegedly Brian's mom wrote.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. So a handwritten letter obtained by people, Roberta Landry,
okay,
allegedly offers to help her son, quote unquote, dispose of a body by showing up with a shovel and garbage bags.
Where? In the middle of nowhere where they were at?
The parents of Gabby are outraged after receiving a copy of a letter allegedly penned by Brian Landry's mom. I'm assuming they're receiving this during discovery, which is why they have a copy of this.
Mm-hmm.
In an updated handwritten letter obtained by People, Roberta Landry offers to help her son dispose of a body by showing up with a shovel and garbage bags. On Wednesday, lawyers for Gabby's family and Landry's argued over admissibility of the letter and its relevance to the emotional distress lawsuit filed against the Landry's. Here's the problem with this. Why are the parents not being fully implicated as aiding and abetting a fugitive?
Right.
Truly.
Let's start there, right? Mm-hmm.
Like, why hasn't the FBI been like, you going to jail?
Right, because they knew things and just were like, but what? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we saw him. I think we kind of saw him. Like, I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Also, do you remember the Chelsea King case? So Chelsea King was the runner that was murdered out at Lake, I think it's Lake Hodges. She was like blonde. It was right after Amber. What's her name? The same guy killed both of them.
I think I vaguely remember what you're talking about. Was it within the last like so many years?
Yes, it was in the last so many years.
I was going to say so five, but I was like, I feel like it might have been more than that. So.
It's been more than 5 years.
Let me just give a broad guess.
You want a history lesson? A herstory lesson?
Herstory lesson?
February of 2009, my friend.
Is,
uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
That's a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay. Stupid dumbass. I won't want to say his name either because I don't really care. Everybody knows Brian's name, but whatever. Oh, Amber Dubois. Amber Dubois and Chelsea King.
The name
King.
Is familiar, but I don't really know the story.
Okay. Amber Dubois was the girl that went missing walking to school in Escondido. She just never showed up for school.
Okay.
And her parents are like, she always takes the same route.
Yeah,
she's a good girl.
I heard all that.
So she was just missing. She was just gone. Okay. Parents don't know what happened to her. Chelsea King goes missing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was time frame. I think it was like a year and some change after.
Yeah, it was not Amber. Far.
It was long enough.
It was long enough that people forgot, but it kind of within a relative.
Right. Correct.
Serial killer type of time frame.
So Chelsea King goes missing. She was running at Lake Hodges. Worst part about that case is they had to search for her in Lake Hodges, which if you're familiar, it's like very vegetative.
Yeah. Lake Hodges has got a lot of
mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oof. So anyways, they found Chelsea King's body at the water's edge.
Yeah.
At Lake Hodges. I don't know exactly how they tied that murder to him, but the guy that murdered her, they caught him. They went through the whole thing. The parents were runners with that like San Diego Roadrunners club.
Okay.
So there was like a whole thing about that. It was a very big local case.
Yeah.
The parents, he was living at their house and he was already at that point registered sex offender.
And living at their house.
So now granted, their parents' house was located within the region near a school.
Yeah.
And it was too close. It was not within the confinement of what he could do with his registered sex offender status.
Right.
So he shouldn't have been living there. The parents were basically assisting him. They didn't know that he murdered these girls, but at the same time, like, you know enough.
Yeah.
You know enough to know your kid is troubled. You know enough to know your kid has got some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents got hazed hard, which not that I agree with vandalism and all of that,
but yeah.
People were like spray painting on their garage door.
Due diligence before you let someone live there.
Right. Yeah. So
that's what background checks are for.
Well, they knew he was a registered sex offender.
Yeah. So
So why are you letting your kids live there?
Yeah.
So they like got some shit for that. So anyways, that, it reminded me of that story. But what was very interesting about that case was because of Chelsea King, Amber Dubois was able to be found. Because
yeah.
they made a plea deal. They took the death penalty off the table mm-hmm. at that time.
Yeah.
So because they took the death penalty off the table, he told them where Amber was buried.
Oh.
So because they're like, we know you did this to Amber. We know you're the one. We know yeah. you did this. So tell us where she is. So he confessed to where the body was buried and they took the death penalty off the table, which like huge sacrifice for Chelsea King's family. To say, we'll take this off the table to help this other family out. You know, they could have been like, no, we want this fucker to fry. Mm-hmm. And sorry, but we need to try to get the most. Yeah. Which good thing they didn't, right? Because yeah. now the death penalty is no longer honored in California.
He's just he's going wild over there.
He's throwing all kinds of Hufflepuff fits. Anyways, back to our peeps.
Yeah.
Of course, Roberta Landry would say that it was written before Brian went on the trip and was not related to the passing of Gabby Petito. But certainly a reasonable inference from the letter is that it could have been written at either time before or after Gabby's passing. Patrick Riley is saying this, who is the attorney for Gabby's parents.
Yeah.
It basically is like, yeah, that's what the jury's going to have to decide is like, when did this happen? What's the relevance of this letter? Riley says that the contents of the letter may help strengthen their case. If it is determined that it was written after Gabby passed away, and it's further proof that the Landry's and attorney Stephen Bertolino were aware of Gabby's passing.
At bare minimum, just reading this little section of it that they've got like quoted in here, it just sounds like they knew something anyways. Whether they knew she was...
They knew he was a problem.
Right. Whether they knew she was dead, they knew that there was some type of confrontation and just things going on.
Right.
Because the way she's talking about it, it's like, no matter what happens, like, I'm going to be there to like help you out anyways. Yeah. Which means you know something.
You know he's a problem.
Right. Like, and you know that there's a problem of some type that you would even... write that.
Right. So in part of the letter, she says, quote, if you're in jail, I will bake a cake with a file in it. If you need to dispose of a body, I will show up with a shovel and garbage bags. If you fly to the moon, I will be watching the skies for your reentry. The letter reads, if you say you hate my guts, I'll get new guts. Remember that love is a verb, not a noun. It's a thing. It's not words. It's actions. Watch people's actions to know if they love you, not their words. Same, girl. The letter continues. The letter was recovered in a backpack near the remains of 23-year-old Landry in Florida's Carlton Reserve where he was found. We all know that Gabby was found strangled to death in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park.
Did they say that he had killed himself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they think.
Smart move, I guess.
Well, he already knew that, I mean, there was only one way that was going to end for him. But see, the part that makes people like that particularly dangerous mm-hmm. is that they don't care.
Oh, yeah, no.
The cost he
didn't care at all.
No, they're like, no, I need to kill this person more than I need to live the rest of my life, mm-hmm. which is very terrifying.
That's like serial killer mindset right there.
Exactly.
For real.
Exactly. So it says to her son, and it literally says in parentheses, burn after reading. Did you see the picture? It's on this like weird cardboard looking stationery.
What is she, Edgar Allan Poe?
I know, right? It's like...
She's like, we're going to be the next Netflix series.
Well, it literally has a picture of a raven or a crow.
Some type
drawing
of bird.
Yeah.
Of
a, and then it says, remember, ... And so that's how her letter starts. So it's like, okay, what does that mean? Maybe does she want him to turn himself in? Or like, I don't understand what the goal of this was. But it's interesting because it does look like this thing was like written by a 2-year-old. Do you
that's
see
what
this?
My handwriting looks like.
That serial killer writing. Amanda, how dare you?
This literally looks like my own handwriting. That's how I write, like
so
a child.
I don't quite understand what this is, but yeah, it definitely doesn't look good for the Landry.
I like how she put that her Roman thing is the extended version, ! Like, okay, calm down.
Settle down, everybody.
Why would you want to be a part? That means you're fucked up as a family, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you come from a fucked up family.
Yeah, so maybe it was a little... nurture, not nature, in that situation where they just raise themselves a good old serial killer.
Basically.
One that no matter what he does, I mean, listen, it's different to say like, oh, no matter what you do, I love you.
Yeah.
Versus saying like, no matter what you do, I'll help you hide the body.
Listen, we're not in the TV series You.
I mean, might as well be.
Right? They basically are, they might as well just be the next season of You, season 5. Just be season 5 because... we don't need Joe anymore when we've got his mom. Brian Landry's mom is the new Joe.
Gross.
He's all, well, now that you're murdering people, I guess we're going to figure this out.
We all got a murder now.
I just...
got a murder to cover for the murder. And then the murder, murder.
The murder, 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 murder.
Do you want to talk about Danielle?
Yeah. I didn't get to read the full thing, but bestie Danny Masterson.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-wee! They got him. Convicted of 2 counts of rape.
I still stand by my original statement, which was, I don't think that Netflix should have fired him based on an allegation that...
I agree.
...he raped 2 women, or raped however many women. Because I think everybody deserves to have their proper day in court.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Netflix could fire him for a bunch of other reasons, for cause. So, yeah, you know, whatever. But I don't think that based on this alone...
Like an assumption.
It just seemed very...
Because what if they were wrong? What if this didn't happen and they were wrong? And then Johnny Depp, let's go back to our...
Let's bring him. Bring him up.
Our true bestie Johnny. let's go back to that. He got canceled. Mm-hmm. And now... all those people are like, hey, Johnny, hey, do you want to come over and like hang out? Yeah. Do you want to be friends again?
Do you want to build my treehouse for me?
I'm sorry, I love you. Like, you should like come over again. And yeah, he's being very selective about what he does now.
Absolutely.
And I think he should be. And I know networks and all them, they don't want to be blackballed because people are like, how come you're still supporting this person? You know, like the whole, not Chris Rock, what's his name? The one comedian where a lot of people are mad because Netflix didn't cancel him. And Netflix is like,
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, everyone is all up in a row. And I get networks are kind of like, they're on the fence, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, damned if we do, damned if we don't, sure, right? If we don't do something because the masses are like, oh my God, you're still supporting this person. Yeah. But I do understand where sometimes they're like, all right, let's cut the dead limb and just see what happens.
Yeah.
But sometimes maybe just wait it out a little bit. Maybe go, hey, we're just going to not have you air in the next couple episodes. Sure. Like, we're just going to put you on a little bit of a pause. I think there's better ways than just being like, bye.
Right. And I think they did do that for a little bit. But then, and listen, I'm not saying that I know the full story. There may be more behind why they,
perhaps,
and then this was like the final straw. Maybe they were already having issues. The other thing is, too, there's been some talks about Ashton Kutcher and like the things that he's known about people who are in his inner circle, and he just kind of looks the other way.
Didn't say anything.
So maybe that was something that there was more information that they had that they were like, yeah, we kind of believe this is actually true and maybe we should get ahead of this. I just don't like the allegation thing being the reason why you fire somebody. But anyways. Yeah.
30 years to life. Reportedly facing. But 30 years to life.
How many
celebrities have we had go to jail for this?
I know.
I am glad, though, that they are being more serious about these things. We can blame Weinstein about it because really he's the one that kind of his indiscretions and poor decisions really kind of kicked this door open.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Epstein.
Mm-hmm. So like it's like. Once the kingpin fell, really the rest of the pins kind of went with it.
Sure.
And I do think that they're trying to be more serious, but they are being kind of selective about it. But I think you need to be selective. Like, I don't think
we should play favors. Broad brush.
Yeah, I don't think you should play favors because they're celebrities. But I do also think maybe do take certain things into consideration like you do with everyone else. But
the interesting thing is that, so he was arrested in 2020, which...
Yeah, you know, I do remember that.
Yeah. And then so his maximum is 30 years to life, but which he probably won't get the maximum. But he was only convicted of 2 of the 3 rapes alleged to have occurred between 2001 and 2003. After jurors deliberated, jury was hung with 8-4 jurors voting in favor of conviction.
Were these like women that he worked with or just random? So these are 20-year-old allegations. So this is a long time ago.
Yes,
but I don't remember if it was like people that he worked with or if it was like random, you know, like hookup type things.
It sounded like it was random hookup things.
Which we know. Right. I feel like sometimes you have to take that with a grain of salt sometimes because...
Well, here's the problem. The problem is what will always be, which is, okay, we have to believe the other way has not worked forever where we victim shame and we... blame the woman for like dressing too slutty or drinking too much or whatever the fuck you want to say is their fault. And I just watched a documentary on Netflix and it was about this particular county in, I think, Alabama. And all the cops that were involved kept victim shaming. And then these girls who were actually raped by this guy who is the son of the Bunn, B-U-N-N.
Oh,
yeah, dynasty.
Yeah.
So
the appliances or something.
It's a coffee maker.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Generational wealth, trust fund baby, power, 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 doesn't have to do anything, whatever, was raping these girls. And the cops were basically talking these women into recanting their stories, taking everything back, and then they would charge them with filing a false report of rape. And they would arrest them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They were arresting the women.
Oh, the women.
Basically gaslighting them.
Exactly.
Like, oh, no, you're crazy. You're stupid.
Now, did he actually say that to you? Or did you say no? Or did you actually do that? Yeah. And the one poor girl killed herself over it.
See, that's like...
So I'm like, that blood's on your hands, asshole cops. Like, yeah. don't give yourself the stereotypical name. Like, you want us to trust you. You want us to follow what you're saying. You want us to be honest with you. You guys got to do the work,
too. Yeah, I think there needs to be proper protocol with all of it. You get all your statements. You get all your information. You do all
your things. Do all everything. The things.
Yeah. Only because, you know, people do make up stuff. And I think there's probably a higher rate of women making up stuff when it's a celebrity or someone that has money.
Yeah, I can understand
because
that.
Because in a way, it's almost like they know they'll get hush money. Well, they'll get someone to go, we'll just give you money so you just make this go away.
And unfortunately, that is how the world works.
Right.
So there has been a space that has been made for that kind of shit, which is not... Okay. And we need to figure out something.
And it puts celebrities in a weird place because it's like they can't be normal and socialize with normal people. They can't have normal lives. Well, I mean, it's kind of like we talked about the one time where it's like the whole Me Too movement swung so far.
Right.
And you can still kind of see it where sometimes men are just afraid to approach women. Like they're like, I just don't want to because any little thing could be critiqued as the wrong thing.
Right.
And oh, you're harassing me or you're too much. Yeah. And it's just like, where's the actual line for all of this where we could go, this is appropriate, this is not appropriate, and like hold people accountable?
The answer is every situation has to be evaluated and it has to be case by case.
Yeah.
We cannot do this like broad, like, okay, the terms from here to here and everything that goes beyond that, no, and everything that goes beyond over here, yes. Like, we can't do that.
Well, yeah, because then you've got these college kids and high school kids. Yeah. They're like, oh, but it's the first time ever. And it's like, but it's still not okay just because of this whatever stupid reason.
Right.
Like, I just...
I mean, listen, I also don't think that every consensual sexual relationship that happens between, like, an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old needs to be treated as rape.
True.
We need, you know what I mean? Like, so we cannot go and say, yeah, okay, everything in this category is XYZ. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
We have to stop. We have to look at the facts. We have to treat it as if, yes, we have protocols. And yes, they are specific to exactly what happened. Rape kit, police report. You have a female officer involved and present and, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, it all has to be done by the book.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately... Yes, there are shitty fucking people out there.
Yeah.
That, I mean, we've got people that will trip and fall in a grocery store and then be like, oh my God, there was no wet floor sign. And they put the bottle of water back in their purse, you know? So like...
Exactly.
The people who are shitty exist everywhere. You always have shitty people.
It's not going to be a perfect world, but there's, I just feel like some things that could probably be improved...
Oh yeah, for sure.
And seeing these cases definitely puts things in the right momentum.
Yeah, moving things in the right
direction. Where things are going the right way.
I mean, I think that the people that do try to circumvent the system and the people who do try to get away with stuff, like, yeah, they should be made an example of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially if we're talking about somebody who is particularly violent, you know, because there's a big fucking difference between, like, having a sexual encounter that's like, ooh, I didn't want that, versus a violent rape that, like, involves weapons and, you know.
Or being forced into something.
Right. Like, yeah, it has to be case by case.
Right.
However, I do love that they are saying, you 30 years to life. The consequences for rape are so minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like speaking across the board, like state to state.
Yeah, generally speaking, they don't, it's usually
nothing.
You get a higher
sentence for like
drugs.
Yeah, for like armed robbery.
Than rape.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Yeah. And that's the problem. We need to stop prioritizing. Like, I get it. Drug trafficking and everything. It's like,
drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah. Drugs are bad, okay? I loved South Park.
You're welcome.
Okay. When he does this little song. But we've got to have better sentencing for guilty convictions of rape, because rape is so, it's just so fucking personal. Yeah. And it steals so much from you. It's something that can never, you can't put a value on it.
No. Nope.
You can't get it back.
Yeah.
You can't undo.
And it causes you to not trust people. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so many repercussions that come from it.
Exactly.
Potential, like, ever trying to get in a relationship again, like, that hurdle.
Everything. And it goes both ways. I'm not just talking for women. I'm talking for men. I'm talking for everybody. Oh,
yeah. Because it happens to men, too, and not enough men want to admit that. And it's like, just admit it. It happens.
It's embarrassing for them because, well, they think it's embarrassing for them because most victims have that happen where they're like embarrassed that it happened. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we need to take the shame away. So that's why these poor girls that were in that documentary that were just like, they're already going through this terrible time. And then you're shaming them on top of everything else and making them feel like it's their fault.
Right.
That they shouldn't have been drinking, that they shouldn't have been wearing, you know, cute clothes, that they shouldn't. It's like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, even if you're just wearing a bathing suit and you go to a party and you get drunk, that still doesn't mean it's okay.
No.
Like, is it really appropriate to wear that? Probably not, just because it doesn't really fit with the environment. However, that doesn't give anyone the okay to just treat you, talk to you, or mishandle you in any way, shape, or form.
Violate you.
No matter what. Like, that doesn't really just give you the okay, well, oh, but she was whatever. And the best part is when you hear the whole, well, she was asking for whatever because maybe she's being flirtatious. Because obviously when you drink, you get more friendly, you do whatever. But that still doesn't give you the in to do things. And to be completely honest, if someone can't really make a decision of if they want to do something or not and they can't really tell you no, that probably should be enough right there for you to go, we shouldn't do this.
Exactly.
But because men and all that testosterone,
I know,
they can't really like gauge it. Some, not all of them, but, you know, and the bad ones.
And I'm not saying that it's always straightforward for men either. No. You know, I get it. You guys are facing a gauntlet, especially in today's environment, of lots of landmines that you could easily step into unintentionally.
Yeah.
But I do think, you know, if you put it this way to a guy who's just like, well, I don't understand, where's the line? If you say, okay, if I invite you over to my house for a party, does that mean that you get to take anything from my house and like leave with it?
Every time.
Well, but you let me in the house. Right. You invited me over.
Exactly.
You invited me into your house. So what's to say that like I can't leave and take something like you invited me in?
Yeah. Take your own housewarming gift home.
Right. which sounds crazy, right? That sounds bananas. And everyone's like, well, what the fuck? It's like,
but that's the concept.
The concept.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, kind of.
It's literally what we're trying to tell you. You can't just invite yourself over either. And yeah, just
that
like,
too. You can't just like,
go, oh, whoopsie daisy. Yeah. Like,
I fell into the doorway.
No one invited you here. Why are you here?
Boom. I'm here, bitch. I'm here to steal all your china.
Yeah, no.
That doesn't happen.
No. I just saw this.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon/Ring workers illegally spied on users of home security cameras.
I heard about that.
That's so funny.
But what were they doing? But why were they spying? I forget the reason.
People are stupid. I guess it's just a bunch of people had access to stuff that they weren't even, whether they needed access or not, they weren't supposed to have access to all this stuff.
And they just did.
And of course, I'm sure people just because, you know, they thought they could just view things. You know, it's that age old, just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Yeah. Or just because you do a job doesn't mean you should have access to all the things of that job, right? Like, yeah, your position may entail you to do all of these things, but that doesn't mean that you should have your fingers in all the pots.
Right.
There should be a designated person or persons for those things.
Agreed. And
this is probably that same thing.
It's like the same guy that makes the camera probably shouldn't be the one that has access to like look through somebody else's camera.
Right. Like you divide all the stuff like that.
I do think it's kind of interesting though, even just in the Ring commercials and stuff to like sell their products, where they show people who used Ring cameras to like alert people to be like, hey, your husband's having a heart attack on your porch.
Oh, like call the neighbor comes up and they're like, hey. Yeah. Hey, you know.
Neighbor comes up, hey, your garage is on fire. Like, hey, da da da. I mean, I will say that I think that even with the risk involved of like, hey, they might turn on their, just like when you got the laptop cameras and everyone's like, block the camera so they can't like look. And I'm like, it does happen, but like you hear about it so infrequently.
The frequency of it really happening is not as big as mm-hmm. like, it's the same as like people are like, you got to close your blinds at night because, you know, all the peeping Toms. I'm like,
yeah.
Do you really have that many people creeping through your neighborhood?
Yeah, no.
You should probably let the police know. I mean, if the rate of yeah. peeping Toms is that high,
so high,
you should probably just go talk to the mayor, to be completely honest. Like, you should escalate that. Like,
so many peeping Toms.
Like, if you're just like, oh my God, it's like,
peeping Tom after peeping Tom.
How do you live your life? I mean, I have a Ring camera. Mm-hmm. I have three of them.
Mm-hmm.
One I keep in my bedroom to, you know, naughty things. Just kidding. It's, well,
I got to keep everything in a journal.
So, the saga of the Ring camera started when I had my house to uh-huh. just watch the yes. common areas to keep roommates from like feuding with each other and right. pointing fingers.
Right.
But because I live by myself, it's a great way for me to keep an eye on things inside. And when I still had my cat, it was a good way for me to kind of keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
So I think if you've got cameras and you've got pets, that's a fantastic mm-hmm. way. You know, you don't have to have the sensor on, but you right. can still kind of intermittently see them throughout mm-hmm. the day. But because I live by myself, I keep the one, I have the doorbell one
yeah.
which works fantastic, so anytime things get delivered, random people come to the door, I can see who it is without having to go to the door, because I don't always want to answer the door if I don't know who you are.
Fair.
Like, I don't feel unsafe living by myself, yeah. but like, why would I want to put myself in a
just
situation
a prudent thing to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I can keep an eye on like my balcony and my window, so like if something were to happen, because I don't have like an alarm, mm-hmm. that's the next best thing for yeah. the insurance company and all the other
oh,
stuff.
Oh yeah, it's great.
But I'm like sitting on my couch going, I hope that camera turns on while I'm sitting here and I didn't turn it on, because I'm going to find you. It's going to be real fun, y'all. What you doing?
When we had our laptops at my old job, I 100% put a post-it over that camera, because it didn't have a way to like
mine's got a slidey thing.
Yeah, well, this one does,
mm-hmm.
but they were cheap as fuck, so they didn't yeah. have that. I just did that naturally, because mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't trust the people within my own company.
Oh.
So I was like, no, fuck you. I'm going to put a post-it over it. And so that's what I did.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I just had a post-it over my computer yeah. because...
Well, then it also saves you for if you go into like a video
yeah,
meeting,
shit.
You don't accidentally have your camera on and you're all looking dumb, all like a selfie photo. You look all... You're like, wow, why do I look like that?
Did I tell you about the one time that somebody did that?
No.
So we were in one of our post-COVID annual meeting. So like literally everyone in the firm, they had two meetings.
Oh, okay.
And split it between those two meetings, the entire fucking company.
Got it.
They had music playing mm-hmm. or whatever. And yeah. then they cut into the CEO speaking.
Was everyone's little like
yeah,
picture
yeah, yeah,
on there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one person that's like looks like a troll. All confused.
Right. And it's so annoying when they're like, could you turn your cameras on? I'm like, what difference does it make?
I know.
What fucking difference does it make to you? Every time I talk to my boss, I turn my camera on. And every time I talk to my team members, I turn it on. But, like, you don't know who the fuck I am. And, like, you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So just shut up. Just
yeah.
shut up.
Yeah. For the most part, I keep mine off just because it sits off on a weird
sure.
angle. So
right,
I'm
right.
not actually looking at them when I right. talk. I'm looking
side
at
view.
I'm doing stuff while I'm talking to them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it would just be weird to me.
I know.
But there's been a few times I will turn it on when I'm, like,
yeah.
talking to certain people so we can be face-to-face.
Yeah. So they turn. So they're like, everyone turn the cameras in. So I of course, did not. I never listened because I hated that company so much.
So
I was like, no,
dumb.
Fuck you. I kept my camera off, but a lot of people did have theirs on.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see the idiocracy happening where they're like looking at the camera and like their camera's all fucked up, or they're like, it's like they're too close and you're like, oh my God. So there was that going on. And then you have a couple people that you can tell they're not on mute and you hear like rustling in the background. This one lady comes on and she's like, look, 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 look. In the presentation, she's like, look, look, they think this is funny. They think this is so funny. Look, look. And it was stupid. And they did think it was fucking funny. And she was correct. But she was also not on mute. And so the CEO had to be like, could everybody please mute?
I don't know. What I don't understand is, since video conferencing has been around,
mm-hmm.
you've always been able to mute your side.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I know.
Why?
I know. I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say.
Why?
I know. Why? Go ahead.
I know.
When you go into them, are you not just muted automatically?
Why? I know.
Like, why do you not enter it muted?
Yeah.
And then wait for whoever, if you're the main person, if you're the organizer, the presenter, the host, whoever you are, then I would understand you're probably the one that's not muted. But if you've been invited to it, you should always, 100% of the time, whether it's one-on-one, two, doesn't matter how many numbers, if you are not the person that created the thing, go into it muted. Wait for them to go, hey, you're here. Unmute.
Yeah.
Do whatever. Mute again.
Also, it's a very simple setting.
I don't understand.
And it's a one-click radio button. Doop, doop. And it's brilliant. And
you can even do it with like the space bar, some shit like that on your
screen.
But it's like the fact that people go into meetings, and this happens all the time, and they're not muted. I'm like,
why?
Why? Why do you even want to not be muted?
Right.
Like, I just like to talk a lot of shit all the time anyway. So it's like, God forbid I don't mute myself. I'm like, whoa. So I make sure I'm like, good, we're on mute.
Yeah. I know, right? You're like, huh. But see, I noticed too that the host can also mute
all
people entering.
And that's so what, like, they should be doing. They should be muting everyone. They're stupid too. I don't understand that. So, and I'm like, can we stop making this so difficult? I'm all, you need to mute your mic. You need to mute your mic.
Because they're fucking stupid.
Mute.
I 100% make sure, like, double, triple check that fucker is, like, crossed out.
I know.
On mute. Because I'm not going to take any fucking chances.
No. Nope.
Like, and it's not that I'm doing anything nefarious. Because even now, it's like, I'm not, like, being like, fuck you.
But
you know?
I would much rather see you typing in the chat and saying say than bug on mic. Like, stop mouth breathing. And
I have a question.
I have a question.
Hey, Bob, did you take the stuff out of the dryer?
Like, it's always dumb shit. And I'm like, great, you're working from home, Karen, but could you focus? The rest of us are actually having a meeting here.
Grown-ups are talking. Shh.
Yeah, mute yourself and tell Bob to change the clothes in the dryer.
Tell Bob to actually, fuck off.
There has been a couple of our meetings, like, for our group, where you'll hear someone talking to somebody, like, because they're working from home, and we're like, yeah, tell them to, and we'll be typing in the chat, and everyone's laughing, and we're blowing up memes, and that person's like, I'm sorry, and then they mute it, and we're all dying laughing because we're just like, rookies, fucking rookies.
See, my favorite have always been the surprise appearance of pets. Those are my favorite.
See, for most of ours, people don't have their videos on. Mm-hmm. It's just you can, like, hear things. So,
but when they were, like, hounding everyone to turn their fucking video on.
Yeah.
Then, and
I can't relate because I've been working
in
person.
I know.
The whole crisis.
I know. Scott shames me with that, too.
I've been in every day.
We've been in the trenches.
Yeah, since
I never got a COVID break. There was no break for me. I went in every day.
Oh, I forgot to. I was going to text you guys because I like texting. Got pictures of the trucks. So when we were home, we were going to the grocery store, and we're sitting at the intersection, and a truck just goes by. And I was like, Scott works for that company. My dad's like, what? And I was like,
the sightings. The sightings of the trucks are like, it's like, where's Waldo?
I know.
It's like the funnest game. And Meryl used to do it before. Well, she still does it.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, there's the truck.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty easy. It's funny
because my dad used to work with truck drivers at the company he worked for. So he used to do the same shit. He'd see trucking companies. He's like, oh, I know the guy that, this and that. So it's just.
Well, what's even funnier is on the weekends or when he's on a day that he's like off.
Yeah.
We'll see a truck and I'll be like, who's that? And he's like, oh, that's Bobby coming from, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He knows based on where they are.
Yeah. I sent him a picture one time. He was like, why the fuck are you driving that way? And I was like, I don't understand. I don't compute.
They're all, well, because of you, Amanda, we fired him. So thanks a lot.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, it was so funny because I was like, I know that truck.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. What's really funny is because they're countrywide. You see,
Everywhere.
Every state. Yeah. We'll be just like somewhere random and we'll be like, oh,
well, it's like one of those things where I've probably noticed that trucking company way before I knew him.
Yeah.
But now that I know, you know, it's like you see them more often. And I'm like, I actually. It's just so funny.
Did we cover it all?
We got, I think we got all of it for that.
And then Biden taking a powder today. I was like,
it wasn't graceful.
Poor angel.
How are they going to let grandpa fall like that?
I just don't understand how you have that level of security and then you, I mean, listen, I know they go down quick. They do. They
go down fast.
Yeah. But I feel like there needs to be like a better contingency plan for his situation.
Yeah.
He's a fragile little soul right now. And he's also the leader of the free world. Like, I feel like Obama had a lot more. I
mean, Obama wasn't 80 years old.
I know, but
he was a spry young man.
But I'm saying he had a lot more security. And like,
I feel like maybe this security is like, he's had his time. Just let it happen.
It's like letting your senior dog just like do whatever they want. And like hamburgers. Yep. Hamburgers today.
Yeah,
like,
here you go. Have that.
Yeah. You just kind of let him run free.
So funny. You're like, should he be doing that? Huh? He's old. We're just letting him live his golden years. It's fine.
I mean, just let Coco him. Pretty much runs this place. She gets to do almost whatever because we just don't. We're like, you go, girl. You run free.
You do you.
She has now infiltrated. So because it's been unseasonably cold.
Yeah, it has been.
We are soaking it up because we know that the summer is upon us and the hot breath of death will soon be here.
July's coming, and July's usually when we start to get the...
Well, we should have already been scorching right now.
I know, but we're not.
But we're not. So we're soaking it up. We sleep with the window open because it's nice, but it's been cold. So the dogs are like clung to us like little leeches.
Yeah.
Past couple nights, like there was one morning where I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting up. Like, they've just
this is just too much.
They've had me pinned against the edge of the bed so many times. And of course, Norm is like, he's so codependent. He must have all the snuggles. So him and Coco, he tries to be with Coco, but then he also tries to be with us, shoving us aside. And then they side by side it. They like double stack Oreo us. Aww. And I'm like, you guys, just single file, please.
Single file. Too much.
So, I've decided the last couple nights, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put a blockade. I'm going to put a barrier.
Okay.
Prophylactic, if you will.
Did it work?
It worked one night. Last night, she's like, fuck you. And she slept on it like it was a boat ramp. Because I put a pillow in between us.
She's like, you cannot stop me.
Right. And she's like, fuck you. I will sleep on this pillow. She was like, huh?
That's too funny.
45-degree angle, beached herself on the pillow and was like, no, I will be here.
You will not stop me.
But I'm like, what are you going to do? It's Coco. And like,
I know. How do you say no to that? That
you precious, can't. You cannot.
Precious face.
It is impossible.
I know.
Against all odds.
Actually, I'm going to take a picture of her right now so we can post it on our story.
Okay.
Of our precious little...
Our sweet, precious angel.
Because she's just... I mean, look at that.
Oh, my goodness. We should also post the pictures that I sent you earlier today where Norman was sleeping in her thigh.
Yeah.
That...
They're so much.
It's a new one.
They're just...
So I sent that to Scott and he's just sent me like the emoji of like the hand on the face. Just like, I'm like, this dog is so codependent. I can't
This dog right here.
Like to the point where Coco loves him so much and that is her puppy. But she's like, enough. Like, it's too much, Norman.
Please. Please don't. Then everyone can see the full effect of what we deal with these two while they're just hanging out. We have 13 followers officially. Yay. As of like yesterday or the day before. So we're getting there. Woo-hoo. So everyone's homework is to share.
Yes. Share, love.
Share.
Also rate the show.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like it, don't rate it. And don't fucking listen. But if you like it, rate it.
Share. Sharing is caring.
That's right.
Sharing is caring.
So just get in there and do all the things. Because, we love. We love and we laugh. And we're here for you.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for joining us again this week. We hope you enjoyed. And next week, dare we say?
I think it's safe to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week, we will be talking about the Vanderpump Rules finale and all of the reunion parts.
So we can get it flushed out of your system. Yes.
Get it out of my veins.
We might argue a little bit. Uh-oh. We might have heated...
Mom and Dad are going to argue.
We might have some heated conversation. But hopefully I think
not. Be all right.
Hopefully not. I mean, we'll see.
I think after you see the reunions, it'll be... Because the other thing is, too, you've only seen finale so far.
Mm-hmm. So, but that already made my curiosity go, but what?
Okay. Good.
Because I went, but what?
This is good. Yeah. I would rather you come with questions.
I have questions.
I'm so excited.
I have questions about where loyalties lie with some people.
Yes. These are all great questions.
I'm all...
You should be coming with these questions. This is what I wanted. I wanted you to come with, like, Baru.
Yeah.
And then we go from
there. I got myself a brew while watching. I was all, and I rewound it and had to watch it. I was like, hold up a second.
Okay.
They said what I thought they said. Okay.
Okay, good. This is good.
You're all, Yeah. Mm-hmm.
salivate.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll be talking about that.
So we're going
to
cover
it. So we can purge it from your system, get it out, and we can move on to other things.
We're going to mention
I've also completed my reading challenge. I've read 26 of 26 books. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Kravis?
No, I need to watch Kravis. I'm going to add that to the thing.
I did have notes on it, so I can go back and remember.
Okay.
VPR first, and then we move on.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You never let my friend stay over a night.
You always say no.
Shooby.
Oh, just scratch it. What is that?
He does it when he's nervous.
It's just like a half scratch. Like, yeah. I might.
He does this little, like, it's like a not for real. It's like a fake scratch. He does it as like a nervous.
Oh, it's like fake crying.
Yes, exactly. He's like, now he's going to pout. Well, that's fine. You go ahead and pout, buddy.
Yeah, you pout.
My healthy little puppy can just pout in the corner. And
pouty
it's
McPout
fine.
Pout.
It's fine. You have no idea, because I have no one to talk to about any of the VPR stuff. I've just been trying to digest it with, like, podcasts.
The what? And
the Vanderpump Rules stuff.
Oh, sorry. I missed. I was like, what acronym is that?
Your brain wasn't. So I've just been trying to digest it with podcasts and, like, hearing interviews from the cast and stuff.
I feel like you need, like, you need to join, like, a Reddit group.
Something.
So that you can just...
It's like if you had watched Love is Blind and had no one. Everyone's like, I don't watch.
I probably wouldn't have even cared.
I don't watch. But like,
drama doesn't affect me the same as it affects you. It's true.
That is it's not like this with everything. Not like I watch Real Housewives of New Jersey and I'm like, oh my God, I have to have somebody to digest. That's why.
I think it's because you're home all the time.
No, genuinely, I'm telling you. This has more to do with the situation and their reactions that continue to be what they are. At this point, I don't give two shits.
They could see the face I'm making at you right now.
I don't give two shits about the cheating scandal part of it anymore. That salaciousness and drama has gone.
You've settled that?
Well, that's not the issue. That's never been the main problem.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the salaciousness of it all. It's everything that has transpired since then.
Mm.
And the problem that I have is, and you'll see pieces of it.
I'll see.
What I'm hoping you'll get is that because you're sort of unbiased third party, mm-hmm. I'm hoping that you'll see exactly what little Timmy is presenting.
Tiny Tim. What little tiny
little
Tim?
Little Tim. And you'll be like, oh, well, I just saw it like this, just like outsider looking in. This is my takeaway.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, I already have some opinions from the finale, but I'm not going to tell you yet.
That's fine.
You're like, I'll wait.
I'll try to be patient and wait.
I'll be fine. It's okay. I won't think about it every day.
I'm not at the same level of like boiling over. Like I said, there's been some relief because of some of the things that have been said and spoken about. And
all right, as long as you're not going to go over the deep end about this and we don't have to have like an intervention and sit down and be like, we're doing this because we love you.
Once we watch the last reunion and everything's out there, there's like nothing really else to talk about, because after the season's over, the other thing is too, then the cast can sort of talk about everything,
all the other things
as long as it doesn't have to do with like stuff behind the scenes and like production type things,
right?
They can talk about it.
It doesn't impede like that type of stuff.
So they don't always know what's going to air, and so they can't really talk about it until everything airs.
Mm-hmm.
So once part three is out and everything's out in the open and everything, then I think it'll be like, okay, cool.
Hmm. Okay.
They did see. The articles are like deceiving because it says that like Katie and Ariana have like already been signed for season 11. Mm. But I don't think that's true. I think that they've just said that they would do season 11.
Oh, okay. They just kind of verbally were like, yeah, of course we'll do it.
Right. So there's that. We'll see who comes back. I think Jax and Brittany are going to come back, which means nothing to you. But
no.
That's my prediction.
Well, okay. Good for them.
Bless their hearts.
I do like those little Instagram reels that is the guy like explaining to his friend who doesn't know, and he's like got the whiteboard and he's like, okay, this person slept with this person. And it's pretty funny.
And then this here.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I was like,
circle.
His friend's all, what?
But I love that he's just like, okay, so, and this is kind of what I was envisioning for you too, is yeah. like, his friend's like, well, wait, so why doesn't this guy give a fuck about this? And why, you know, oh, so that guy's a rat. And it's like, yeah, you know, like he gets the gist, right? It's like, you don't need to watch all the seasons, but you're not going to fully understand everything, like right. to the depth, which is fine, but it's just kind of funny.
Then yeah. I think we're...
Frag a rock. Dee ba dee ba doo. Boop boop. Okay.